Welcome to Reflecting God. When asked to name the fruit of the Holy Spirit listed in Galatians 5, we remember love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness, and even gentleness. Then there's that other one, self-control. How easily we try to shift accountability for our actions onto others. In the Apostle Paul's letter to Titus, he lists multiple expectations for the attitudes and behavior of God's people. Why all the fuss? After all, Jesus Christ gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. What could possibly be left to do? The answer is natural. We need to honor the sacrifice given and the purpose for which it, Christ, was given. All these instructions to do certain things and to act in certain ways are really a call to submit to God's grace and to the purpose for which he saved us. May we not recoil at the thought of self-control, but commit ourselves fully to God's wonderful grace. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.